At the 2017 National Convention of the FFA organization, the convention and expo underway now here in Indianapolis, and joined right now by one of our state officers from the Oklahoma FFA Association, Brooklyn Light. Brooklyn, tell me a little bit about yourself, first of all.
Well, my name is Brooklyn Light, and I am from a small town, Garber, Oklahoma. I graduated with 29 in my class, very small. In FFA, I was involved in several things, anything I could get in, but speeches mainly, and my SAE was raising and swine entrepreneurship, and also showed goats, did that as an SAE, and we raised miniature Australian shepherds.
You've graduated from Garber. What, you're at OSU now?
Yes, sir, I am. I'm a freshman at Oklahoma State, and I'm double majoring in ag communications and plant and soil science.
But as you ran a year ago, really, I guess about now you were starting to really get after that, and,
yes,
and all the way up to the state convention earlier this past spring. What got you interested in being a state officer?
For me personally, it goes all the way back to freshman year. I mean, I would have never thought that I would run freshman year, but I remember listening to Brandon Baumgarten's retiring address sitting in those seats, and his message was that everyone had something to say. And that was what I guess first got me involved in FFA as a whole, because I'd been active my eighth grade year and also some my freshman year, but that was like a selling point for me. It made me realize that, hey, you actually do have something special here. And the more I got involved, I just came to realize that it was something that I was extremely passionate about, and everything that this organization has given me, I wanted to be able to give back.
The National Convention is kind of that unofficial halfway point for the state officer team in Oklahoma. How's it gone so far?
It's been amazing. I mean, for me personally, I never realized just how much they got to do with delegate work and the committees. And so that's been fun for me because I love politics. And so just getting to be in the different committees and working on passing and not passing things and being in that process has been a really neat experience so far.
What about the rest of your time, all the other things up to this point as a state officer? How's that all gone?
It's gone fantastic. It's honestly, I can say without a doubt, it has been the best half year of my life thus far. I've loved every single second of it, from alumni camp, which was just a powerful way to start off the year after blast off. It was amazing. And we just wrapped up Colt Conference, and that was so fun, just getting to engage and see different members from the different parts and just the differences in all of the different areas throughout the state.
Now, for those folks that really don't know FFA lingo, explain to them what a Colt Conference is.
So Colt Conference is chapter officer leadership training, and all of the chapter officers from a specific area will come in, and they're broken up into different small groups, and as state officers, we're each paired up with one other person on the team, and we get to put on a workshop for them. And it's usually like our theme this year was Dare to Be Different. So we talked about being different as an officer team and an individual, and how our differences come together and make the strong teams that we have, and just talking about how they could take some of those ideas back to their own chapters and communities.
Overall, you've had a chance to experience life as a chapter member, a chapter officer involved, and now a state officer. What's FFA meant to you?
It's meant the world to me. It's crazy because if you would have asked me back in 7th and 8th grade what I wanted to do with the rest of my life, my answer probably would have been along the lines of, I want to play college basketball or be a pro basketball player or run track somewhere, be in the Olympics. And it was crazy just to see the transition that has become of it, because once I got involved in the FFA, and especially my freshman year, I realized this is where my passion lies and my heart is. So it's something that I plan on doing in the future, and ag will always be a part of my life.